Mother Nature continues to say, bah, humbug. I'm Kevin Uretsky, Fox News. The harsh and dangerous winter weather continues across the country this evening. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in western New York.
The wind continues to whip and the snow continues to come down in sheets here in the Buffalo area. On Route 5, trucks at a standstill. A travel ban is in place. The city of Buffalo and surrounding counties, officials saying, don't go out there on the roads. It is simply too dangerous. And for many, that meant being stuck in their vehicles.
At least 18 people have died from weather-related causes across the country. Arrests have been made in the deadly shooting at the Mall of America in Minnesota Friday. Police believe there was some sort of long-standing feud between two groups of young men, and at one point, someone pulled out a gun and shot and killed a 19-year-old. Bloomington, Minnesota Police Chief Booker Hodges says several people are under arrest.
So you come to Bloomington and think you're going to kill people and get away with it? No, we're not playing that here. You're going to jail. And we're going to make sure that anybody else that helped these folks are going to go to jail, too.
The alleged shooter is just 17. Days after the January 6th committee recommended the Department of Justice pursue criminal charges against him, former President Trump responded in a sharply worded video posted to Truth Social Friday night.
There was no insurrection, and there wasn't going to be an insurrection. It was made up by these sick people.
And an Arizona judge has ruled against Trump-endorsed Republican candidate for Governor Carrie Lake, determining that she did not prove that there was evidence of misconduct in the state's November general election, as she claimed in a lawsuit. Democrat Katie Hobbs, the current Arizona Secretary of State, will become that state's next governor. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As record numbers of illegal migrants continue to stream over the southern border, the true cost on some American institutions is being revealed. One Arizona hospital, for instance, is on the hook for $20 million.
That's how much the hospital is forced to eat because of migrants who needed treatment but couldn't pay, contributing to the astonishing amount, expensive surgeries, and intensive care. Yuma Regional Medical Center President Dr. Bob Tranchill telling Fox News neither the state nor the federal government is willing to step up and help his nonprofit hospital, calling the ongoing costs unsustainable.
That's Fox's Gary Baumgarten. A fugitive on the FBI's most wanted list has been arrested.
Michael James Pratt is a San Diego-based porn website owner who's accused of sex trafficking by force and producing child pornography. The FBI says he was arrested Wednesday in Spain by Spanish authorities. The New Zealand-born Pratt has been on the run since 2019 and was added earlier this year to the notorious FBI's 10 Most Wanted list. U.S. authorities say he and a partner lured hundreds of young women to shoots under the guise of posing for clothed modeling gigs, sometimes held them against their will until the videos were completed.
Fox's Shayna Estulin. And two states are teaming up to let online gamblers compete against each other.
Starting New Year's Day, online poker players in New Jersey and Michigan will be able to compete against each other. Poker Stars will combine player pools in a long-sought effort by gambling companies and their regulators to grow the industry while delivering larger prize pools for gamblers. In 2018, New Jersey launched a similar interstate compact with Nevada and Delaware for online poker through Caesars Interactive Entertainment. Players in Nevada and Delaware have been hitting the virtual poker table together since 2015. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Kevin Uretsky. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.